What about that Lady Gaga? That was the best version of whatever that song was. It America the Beautiful? No, it was God Bless America. Wasn't it? One of those. God Save the Queen. It was one of those. It was wonderful. I'll never forget it. It was great. Jennifer Lopez, I thought was good. But my wife, Consuela, said, nah, she wasn't herself. Not her best performance. Well, you know, she didn't spin on a pole and smack her ass. That was her best performance at halftime. But it, come on, it's an inaugural. All right. Oh, yeah. Today we are drinking the best screw top, Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir. Han. That I have run into is my, was he my son-in-law now? Well, I was just scared. Dom, anyhow. Monterey County Pinot Noir 2018. I like the older ones like that because Nikki and Gabby Han established their namesake winery in 1980, nestled in the majestic hills of Monterey County. Okay, that's all I need to hear. Anytime someone's nestled in majestic hills, that's all I need to know about them. Who nestles in majestic hills anymore? Good question. Glad you asked. Now, can I put this down here? Because I don't want to see the, this is a, okay. All right, so I'm going to, what I'll do now is I will share, no, participants. I'm going to invite you, whoever you are, if you are out there. You know, we're basically talking about the inaugural and your ropes and nearly knocked over the wine and there's not much of it. Participants. All right, it's up there anyway. So anybody wants to join me on this Zoom, which is probably no one, but that's fine. I was just going to extemporize myself. But I don't know if that's still legal in the state of Wisconsin. All right. So, all right, I don't want to see this anymore. That's my page or homepage. It should be on the Michael Feldman podcast page. So check it there. I don't think it's on the Michael Feldman page, not the podcast page. So. If you want to join me here, we're talking about, here is the question. Who had a better January 20, President Joe or old Don't Forget Us? Like we're going to forget him. He thinks in a good way. We know better. All right, I saw the inauguration today. Did you? Can you tell me what you're feeling, what you felt? Did you have a new feeling about Lady Gaga you didn't know he had before? I thought that was wonderful. That was so much better than Star is Born. You know, I didn't cry at that. I left before the tears started anyway. But this, that was the most, well, his speech was wonderful. He had a few cry moments on there. But, I thought it could have been a little more sincere, and he should have mentioned God. It would have been a good thing, but that, it was wonderful. And you know, Joe Biden is the last of the public servants—a guy who actually ran for politics because he didn't want to destroy the government. He wanted to serve the public from the time he was a young man, the youngest guy in the Senate, until now, when he's not the youngest guy of anything. And he's a wonderful person. And I hope he can do it. And I'm certainly going to have his back because he has mine. And that was a great speech. Kamala Harris is wonderful. And I think she's going to be a tremendous asset in the administration. And I feel almost embarrassed about being hopeful. That's the only thing I feel, which is why I'm drinking.
Got it.
Seems wrong to be hopeful. But I could maybe get used to it. You know? I remember being hopeful. I can't remember what I was hoping for, though. Well, some things you probably shouldn't want anyway. More than one of those, I'll be honest with you. So if you want to go, if you want to tell me your feelings, excuse me, about the inauguration and everything that happened the whole day, maybe you have some thoughts about old Don't Forget Us. And it's wonderfully tried to usurp even the day. Now, you know, the thing about him is 5 hours to clean up what he left behind in the White House, the smashed pottery, the Martha Washington's, you know, place settings, smashed to bits. He lined them up on top of the thing there. They put those boards on, you can display them. And he tried to hit them with his driver from the East Wing. I mean, that's a hell of a shot. All the way from the East Wing to the West. And he smashed everything up in there, all the taco bowls, half eaten. And Burger King. It's going to take more, let me just say it's more than five. Plus all her shit that she had in there. I mean, they just have to, you know, what about her decorations, Melania, the tasteless one? The one who wears a, who gives a fuck coat, you know, as first lady. Well, they, you know, they're a good couple. I got to say that. They're actually well suited. Seems to me. And then, you know, he doesn't stay for the inauguration. You know, obviously it's wrong to think anyone like him who's been totally classless his entire life. I don't mean class in terms of social class. I mean, lacking in grace, no class, no understanding of anything except that what he needs to do to get what he wants. But no feeling about, you know, I don't understand why his supporters can be so enamored of a man. Now, they're mostly like, say, working class people, right? Or middle class people. They all work for a living. Here's a guy who doesn't pay his workers. Here's a guy who's concerned about making trillionaires, billionaires into trillionaires, you know, and but he wants to be one of them, you know. And so far, he's screwed that up royally. But, you know, why would they think, all right, I understand differences in thinking about the world, let's just put it that way. But why? And I mean, conservative, you think about Republicans, you know, who may have supported Trump, and they're not horrible people. They're good people. But why would they fall for, you know, where's the bullshit detector on that? You know, this guy could care less about, this guy did not pay his workers. Most of the time he doesn't pay them. Or he brings in workers from Poland to tear down a building without the authority to do it. You know, just from that standpoint alone, nothing else. Unbelievable. So I don't know. I should check to see if that's on there. I'm getting the feeling that here's the question we're looking at. If you want to join us on the Zoom here, us, I'm not plural. What? He's plural. He's no longer allowed to be plural anymore, Trump. Who is this us he keeps talking about? Don't forget us. Yeah. That's like, you know, a girl who's really dumped you hard and almost killed you. You thought she was going to kill you and you had to break it off at that point before she broke it off. Saying, don't forget us. Don't forget it. But it's much, 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 much worse than that. He did not, I will say that he did not pardon himself. Even when he farted so many times, he didn't pardon himself. But here's the thing, though. I've read somewhere that he could possibly still do it, even like if you're an ex-president, you still have all your powers. And I'm hoping that's not true. Like, if you're an ex-superhero, do you still have all your powers? I don't think so. An ex-super villain, rather, you know, the Penguin. You know, the Penguin, if he lost all his penguin powers, I'm not even sure what they were. He's a talking, very large penguin. That's pretty impressive. But would he be able to, you know, actually invoke those powers afterwards? I don't think so. I can't understand that at all. And this impeachment thing, well, you know, I hope they do it. But I don't know. It will, if he can't run again, but he's not going to. And the pardons thing was 100. And I can see Lil Wayne. I can see. But Bannon, this guy is, you know, Goebbels. Goebbels Jr., big fat tan Goebbels. All right, man, I'm getting the feeling that no one's going to call in except me, and I'm just, you know, I'm going to have a little more of this. If I say the name often enough, maybe they'll send me a case. Han Pinot Noir from Monterey, nestled in the hills of Monterey County, 2018, produced and bottled by the Han family. Founded all the way back in 1980. I know Monterey is very good wine country. What does it have, you say, in this Pinot Noir? Well, it has bright flavors of plum and black cherry. Again, let me just say that I have never actually gotten those flavors. When they say that, plum and black cherry, bright flavor, never gotten those flavors, whether it's coffee or wine or what. I know coffee has different flavors, but you know what I say? Hint of roses. Well, I don't even get a hint of roses from roses. I never get any of those things. So I guess I make a living by saying, well, what can we say about this now? It has essence of tincture of iodine. But it gets you pretty drunk, you know. All right, what else was I going to say? Yes, the poet was wonderful. Sorry, I don't remember her name, and I feel really bad. I was going to look it up again. She was outstanding, wonderful, poet laureate. Why don't you get on Zoom and tell me that, some of this stuff? I can't be expected to know everything, every little detail. And I thought somebody else had a really good speech too. Who was it? I like the invocations. I mean, especially the black gentleman from, is he from Washington, D.C., somewhere around there? But I think the name of God was thrown around too much during this. I mean, you know, we don't blame God for these things. Why should we thank him? If there is a God, he's probably just either amused or annoyed. But yeah, you know, it's a conundrum. Made us in his image, so therefore he acts like we do. That's a pretty scary thought. I don't know if I could worship that. I mean, I'm not religious at all. I guess I'm an agnostic. Or what's a person who doesn't really care about that stuff? I don't doubt the existence of God. I don't care. It's ridiculous. You know, but I don't, anyone who gets, you know, whatever Joe Biden gets from it is a good thing, obviously. But look at all the bad things that people get out of their religion, you know, in the name of whoever. Name your religious figure. It's horrible things. So religion itself is not the answer, or, you know, God or who have you. But I don't know what is the answer. We got to, you know, people like Joe Biden. When have we had a leader? Maybe someone that you felt that, you know, well, this could make a difference, you know, if we get together. And I mean, it seems impossible right now. It probably is. But some things will get done and a lot of good things will happen. And we turn the corner on this despair. So that can't be bad. Right, Hein Winery, nestled in the hills of Monterey. Well, here's to you. That's like pulling teeth, this Zooming thing, trying to get someone to join you on Zoom. I can understand that. I can understand people not being on Facebook, period, to see all this happen. But I own some stock in Facebook, so I would like to overthrow Zuckerberg. I like to see them say, don't forget us. No, exactly. Because they have been reprehensible, this whole thing, every aspect of it, the Russian thing all the way to the end here. And, you know, so last week, them and Twitter, another jerk, Twitter guy is a total jerk. They had to tie him up and threaten to brand him, rebrand him. One of those little bluebirds. You know, to get to take Trump off. Too little, too late. Bullshit. You know, both those guys and both those, you know, so they don't need this parlor or anything like that, these right-wing groups. They had this, they had a field day there on Twitter. You know, it used to be, now it's a little bit different, but it used to go on Twitter and you couldn't help but, if you had anything that was, you know, snowflakey, you'd hear from all these, you know, several robots from Russia or whatever, you know, or whoever the hell they were. And they didn't do anything about that. And Facebook is reprehensible for their handling of everything regarding the election and the fake news and the reprehensible. But I own stock in it. So I think we can work this out, because Joe Biden says if we just come together, even on Facebook, we could make this all work. Plus, my whole career now is on Facebook, or what, career, small K. So, you know, I have that too as well. I got the stocks. I don't even have many more than the name of my kids. Everything I have is in the name of my kids. I don't see why I should strive anymore if everything goes to them. Okay, well, I want to thank you for listening or not, or being or not being, or whoever you are. And I want to say that President Joe Biden, God bless you. And everything else bless you, too, if you want to go beyond that. I think you need to get out a little bit from that under that umbrella of godliness, but maybe not. And great day in America, believe it or not. And we have one, and I'm hopeful about the future, and God, if there is one, bless you all as well.